This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 1st, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story by Tom Thompson of JLN. CBD prices languish as KSU studies using hemp in feed. It has been quiet lately in hemp country, which, since the 2018 Farm Act, of course, includes all 50 states. In fact, industrial hemp plantings were reported to the USDA's Farm Service Agency by farmers in 48 states in 2020. Alaska and Mississippi didn't come to the party. Panax's January 2021 hemp benchmarks and analysis data show that prices for hemp at various stages of processing for CBD continue to soften, while both conventional and organic hemp grain prices rose 10% and 2% respectively over the month as consumers pay the market for storage as they would with other grain crops. To read the rest of this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. John J. Lothian and Company applied for a second draw in the PPP program under the CARES Act and was approved for the funds. They arrived in our bank account this morning. Thank you to Congress and for this support of small businesses like ours. The bank JJL Co. uses is U.S. Bank. They provided an easy-to-use process to apply for and receive the forgivable loan. Thank you also to our Head of Administration and Finance, Nancy Ashburn, who has been keeping on top of the latest nuances of the PPP program for us and her other clients. In support of U.S. Bank's effort, I have placed an order in my IRA account to buy some U.S. Bank shares. This is something that I've been looking to do for some time. We've had no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. We've had 119 donations so far and are just short of 10% of our $300,000 goal. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. The spread, game over, our weekly look at the options business. This week, one company's stocks skyrocketed due to the coordinated trading of retail investors. And for once, I'm not talking about Tesla. Momentum trading is when investors buy stocks whose prices are actively rising and sell them when they think the stocks have peaked. This happened with Tesla stock more often than not last year. The most recent case of runaway momentum trading is GameStop, a large entertainment retailer that makes most of its money selling used video games and pre-orders for upcoming games. This week's users in investment communities on Reddit, like Wall Street Bets, bought shares and tons of options on struggling companies like GameStop, causing GameStop's stock value to skyrocket and post year-to-date gains exceeding more than 1,700%. This resulted in market volatility that caused major losses across the board for a lot of hedge funds who had been short sellers of the stocks. To watch this The Spread video, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. NASDAQ tech chief credits cloud with helping manage market frenzies. Cloud-based computing capacity helps the exchange quickly adjust to wild market swings. NASDAQ Inc.'s enterprise technology leader said an aggressive cloud strategy that proved its mettle during the pandemic helped gird the exchange's operating systems for shocks like this week's market turmoil. Brad Peterson, the exchange's operators executive vice president and chief technology and information officer, said the company used prior peaks in trading activity as benchmarks to ensure it had enough computing capacity in its own data centers to handle sharp swings in demand. My comment, I love it when a plan comes together. Here's a story from the Financial Times. This is an editorial from their editorial board. The wave of populism shaking Wall Street, retail investors using social media to take down short sellers. Gordon Gekko, the sharp-suited trader who came to epitomize Wall Street, famously said, "Greed is good." The army of retail investors that has flooded into shares of video game retailer GameStop has taken Mr. Gekko's advice to heart and turned it against Wall Street to great effect. The rush of money into what was an unloved stock has crushed some of the big hedge fund investors and signaled a new development in equity markets, where populism, social media, and cheap money have combined to upset the status quo. My comment, retail traders working together to take on the big guys has been talked about for more than 25 years on the internet. The planets aligned on this one. Here is a story from Bloomberg. What's the DTCC and how did it stop GameStop mania? Small investors and others watching the market gyrations around GameStop Corp and other stocks have learned a long list of trading terms, including short squeeze, call options, and gamma hedging. The decision by Robinhood Markets and other trading platforms to slam the door shut on the most volatile stocks is introducing them to two others, clearing houses and collateral requirements. They're part of Wall Street's infrastructure that are invisible, except when things get wild. My comment, sooner or later, the plumbers get thrown into any controversy. Here is a story from Bloomberg. Market manipulation is like pornography. You know it when you see it. Figuring out what's legal and illegal in the GameStop case is not going to be easy. In a 1964 decision, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart said he would not attempt to define hardcore pornography, and perhaps I could never succeed in intelligibly doing so. He famously added, "But I know it when I see it." It's kind of like that with market manipulation. What's legal and illegal is in the eye of the beholder. That will make it hard for the Securities and Exchange Commission to bring cases against the people behind the spectacular short squeeze on GameStop Corp shares. My comment, that was my description of spoofing at a CFTC roundtable about the subject. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Citadel's Griffin now is center of Reddit-fueled conspiracy theories. Amateur sleuths are finding fertile ground to fan speculation on the role the Chicago billionaire played in the Robinhood GameStop debacle. The name is a byword for power on Wall Street, but suddenly there it was in the White House briefing room too. Citadel. Given the wild stock market spectacle involving GameStop Corp, the question last week for the new press secretary was this: would Janet Yellen, now Treasury Secretary, recuse herself from the matter given the hundreds of thousands of dollars she collected in speaking fees from Citadel? Getting in the papers and it not being about $100 million real estate deals is not part of the plan. Here is a story from CNET. Rights to Wall Street Bets / GameStop movie have already been sold. One of the biggest stories of the year is barely a week old, but Hollywood is already calling. Deadline reports that MGM has snapped up the rights to a proposal for a book covering the story of the anti-establishment Redditors who trolled Wall Street, with some of the same people behind the social network involved. That sounds promising. The book, titled The Antisocial Network, comes from Ben Mezrich, the same author who wrote the book The Social Network was adapted from. Michael DeLuca was a producer on the David Fincher film, and according to Deadline, this new project will pair him with Mezrich once more. My comment, big surprise. Here is a story from the Wall Street Journal. Boy Scouts co-ed recruiting touched off ground war with Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts perceived a grave threat from the Boy Scouts and tried to steer parents away from co-ed programs, documents show. In May 2017, ahead of a meeting with the Boy Scouts of America top leaders, the Girl Scouts of the USA employee emailed a counterpart at Boy Scouts to ask about speculation it was considering admitting girls into the historically boys-only programs. My comment, we don't use phrases like ground war in Boy Scouts. Here are your top three most read stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story on Friday was the Houston Chronicle's San Antonio 10-year-old boy cashes in on GameStop stocks he was gifted 2 years ago. Second was the New York Times' The Roaring Kitty Rally, how a Reddit user and his friends roiled the markets. Third was the Financial Times' r/WallStreetBets throws down challenge to regulators. Pistols at dawn, anyone? Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 199,128,027 pages viewed, with 25,250 pages. We have seen 229,805 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.